Tuesday night, or the whatever it is, Chav Gimel Teves, Chavis Halvados, we're in Shair HaBechina, I'm sorry, Shair Cheshbon HaNefesh, where the Yisod of the Cheshbon HaNefesh is to think, and to observe, and to make calculations, and to think about concepts and things. His first four were gratitude, was to engender gratitude. Although, again, that's not the point. To think about the fact that you were created. Don't just accept it as a given. And mainly you will be filled with gratitude that you were created at all, that you're not a tree, a stone, a plant, an animal. Number two was that you have an amazing body that works and does all sorts of things. Fingers, kidneys, everything. Number three, but to think about it, most people never think about it. They don't think about the fact that they're breathing and how their lungs work and how amazing it is. And you develop a sense of constant gratitude to Hashem. Number three was also along the same lines, but Seichel, like, that's amazing. After everything, after you exist, and after your body works, but you have Seichel, you can think, you're creative, you can ask questions, understand, you can recognize Hashem. Right, that's the greatest gift of all, is that you could be aware of Hashem. The Ramban says at the end of Bo, we didn't see that tonight, but a little earlier he says that the purpose of creation is that there should be brios, things, people, that recognize that Hashem exists and that Hashem is the Melech. That's the Zehu Kol Tachlis HaBriya. Maybe it's not like the Ramchal, who has a different take on the purpose of the Bria. Chesed, Meitiv, Hashem's a Meitiv, and a Chanavi, perhaps it's different. But on Kaponim, that's what the Ramban says. So that's the biggest thing you can do with Seichel. You could also, again, you have to be filled with gratitude to Hashem. We can think conceptually. Animals can't think conceptually. They have instinct. Maybe they have a very, very primitive form of thinking. They think, maybe they did experiments, but certainly not conceptual thinking. Okay, that was number three. Number four, we learned yesterday. Today we're going to start number five. Number four is that Hashem gave us the Torah, and how amazing that is, and it's something that tells us how to live our lives in this world, how to treat people, how to remember Hashem, how to go through life, how to deal with all sorts of issues and crises, and it just makes you a better person, and it brings you closer to Hashem. It's an amazing document. It's an amazing work. And that's number four, to think about that. Now we're up to number five on page Resh Mem Aleph, the fourth line. The Ofan HaChamishi, he calls it, the sixth concept, the fifth thing to think about. This Grada has a more class. Okay, he's moving away now from realizations, and therefore, which engender feelings of gratitude. That's all. I mean, that wasn't the point, but those were happened to be. He's going to give 30 things to think about. So the first four was that, and believe me, you can think about that the rest of your life. You'll never get finished if you really think about it the way he wants you to. Number five is a more classic type of thinking of the. Classic to us, the Chesavos was written 100 years before Rashi, a century before Rashi. So, no classic, like the Jewish scholarship was starting off, so to speak, in terms of it was the end of the Gaonim, the beginning of the Rishonim. But this is the more classic understanding of the word Cheshbon HaNefesh, where he wants you to realize something you're lacking. That's number five. Cheshbon Adam im Nafsho, that you'll think about, you'll realize, Al Echuro Milahovin Sefer Torah Hashem Yisala, how little of Hashem's Torah you know. And this is very depressing. Really, we should skip over this, because we're more lacking in this, probably. I'm not talking about any individual. We are lacking in this more so than in previous generations. But he said, this is something a person has to think about. If they're appreciating the Torah in number four, you then say, boy, where am I holding? There's so much I don't know. Now, he happens to be talking about Chumash. If you look now at the next few lines, he's talking about Chumash. You have to realize this is way, 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 way before the printing press. And how many people had Sforim? How many people had a Shas? We're talking about it's written, probably on parchment. I don't know what they used to write on, papyrus, whatever they wrote on. And it was painstakingly copied over by some scribe. They had Sforim. No photo wolf said with bookcases, you know, with a shameless problem. They didn't have a shameless problem. They treasured every... So he's talking about mostly about Chumash. Probably Torah was the most commonplace sefer to have. Of course, they were already writing Torah Shebaal Peh. They wrote Mishnayos and they wrote the Gemara, but that's about it. You know, the Rabbanon, the Sevuroi, the Gaonim, they had writings. And the Chalami, but you'll see he's talking about the Chumash. Now, in Shara Avodas Elokim, way back there, he actually goes through Torah, and he goes through different levels of knowledge. And knowledge of Hebrew, knowledge of dictum. He starts in the bottom, he goes all the way to the top, Kabbalah. Knowledge of grammar, knowledge of word roots. It goes mamish, and he said, but that's nothing. You have to study the pasuk, shot in the pasuk. Then he goes to Torah Shemitzav. Then he says, you know, you can't take the Torah literally. You have to learn a little deeply. It is before Rashi, remember. So then he goes and goes, then you study Mishnayos, and then you study Gemara, and there he goes from 0 to 10. He's very famous in giving lists. So he gives us a list of Torah to learn in Sha'ar Avodas Elokim. Here he's just saying, you know, you should look back and say, what have I done? What have I accomplished? Look how much I'm missing. Cheshman Adam and Nafsho Lechuro. You're late. Melahovin Sefer Torah Hashem Yisale. Now I think he means literally Sefer Torah Hashem Yisale. The Shalvas Nafsho, listen to this. This is very... Chavzalov is a very important sefer to learn. He says, why are you so calm? Why don't you care? People care more that they didn't find out the Denver Broncos score, that they care. They go around. What the Giants do? Tell me. But when you don't know Pshat and the Tosfos, you don't walk around. Maybe some people do. That's what he's talking about. Why are you calm? Why are you so calm that you... I don't want to say the word. I don't make anybody feel bad, especially not myself. But he says, like, why are you so calm you don't know Shas? Why are you so calm you don't know the whole Tanakh? The whole Tanakh. Like, nobody even dreams of learning Tanakh. It's Sefer Torah Hashem. Why are you calm about it? That, you hear the Cheshbon HaNefesh is just, first of all, why don't you know it? And second of all, why are you calm about it? And he wants you to think about that. How are you so calm without... He gives a marshal. I think it's hard for us to sell two to the marshal. We don't live in a world where this marshal would be true. He gives a marshal of the king that sends a letter, maybe at the Constitution. I don't know, you know, some document, maybe the tax code. Some document that the king sends out, and everybody's studying it, and they want to know what it means, and they're medayik, and, you know, maybe like Shakespeare. When I went to high school, we had to sit there, like, pour over Shakespeare, like you pour over La Havdil or Rajma, you know. Some letter that the king sent out, and I don't know, to him, I don't know, to me, I don't know, to us, to me, the muscle doesn't resonate. Because I don't, who knows from kings, and if a king wrote something, we would right away ignore it. And, you know, who cares what he says? We're living in democracy, and, you know, maybe Rafi's blog. We're Rafi's blog. We're going to study Rafi's blog. We're not going to miss any post, and we're going to study it, and we're going to... He's talking about his mashal, as he loves to give mashalim from everyday life. So his marshal is some proclamation, some decree. Maybe it's taco law. You know, we're like menutak a little. Maybe if you own the business and they just put out a new tax code or a new rules and regulations from the Misrad HaBriot or whatever, you're going to sit and you're going to study it and you're going to say, uh-oh, what does this mean? What does this mean? Obamacare, it's like nobody ever read it. It's too big. It's a huge document that nobody has ever read. They said, what are you voting for?
That's why it's a passive.
What?
That's why it's a passive. It's a magic policy system.
Yeah. Anyway, so he says, you study it. Imagine a melech sent out something. He means, you know, again, there was no geya your life. It was no geya how you live. It was no geya you. It was relevant to you. Let's say you couldn't understand it. It wasn't written so clearly. It was a little vague. What does that word mean? What does he mean by that sentence? So you'd get in the behola, he says. You wouldn't. Let's say it's a tax code, right? Tax code. So you'd be very nervous that you don't know what this phrase means. Machmas ibihirus haksav. Maybe it's not written so clearly. Bahaloshon. Maybe it doesn't spell out everything 100% clearly. The omek in yonov. Maybe the king is telling you what to do, and if you violate what he tells you, you're going to be punished. But he doesn't say it explicitly. He talks maybe a little in riddles. And you have to figure out what he wants you to do. V'dakusam, v'hisarvusam. He's like mixed up things there. Things that are contradictory. Kitza, like Torah. You know, when you learn. You know, nothing's clear. Everything's a machlokes. You don't know pshat. V'omek l'shono. So you wouldn't just walk away. Elohoya mishtamish lekach, you would apply yourself, right? I'm saying, like, if you owned the business and new regulations, if you owned the business and new regulations came down from the Misrad HaBrius, so you would study it, you would hire, first of all, a lawyer that would explain it to you. You would hire a lawyer to explain it to you. Because it's logay on your nefesh. What does this mean? What does this mean for my business? Maybe I'm going to have to close up shop now, chas v'shalom, because the laws are too onerous, the rules. So you would apply yourself. Because you don't want to violate what the... You would be nervous till you knew what the king is telling you. Because you don't want to cross the king, you don't want to... Oh my goodness, what does he mean? So again, now he jumps over to the Nimshal. Vimosu who came, because they lamed on Kavona Sefesh Alodom Kal, Cholosh Vidal Kamohu, Alakos Kamo Vakamo, Chova Alov Lasos. The Chavis always understood that you would listen to the Moshal. Again, you know, most of his Mishalom, 98% of his Mishalom, we can relate to. I don't have trouble relating to this because I don't have a good picture of what we're talking about. But the truth is, if we lived in a point in history where there were kings, and you know, Pyro says to Yosef, a king was a king, didn't mess around. So he says, if you would be worried about that, al pichama bekama chovol of lasos pichama mizeh kadesh. So imagine the extent. If that, you would hire a lawyer. So now you hire a tutor. Hire someone to teach you. She says the Torah Hashem shu chayev umiflato kmo shomer ki hu chayech avarech yamecha veich yacholta ochi my brother lisalei mimena to ignore it and ustapek bavincha. Yeah, I'll understand it like in fourth grade. You'll be happy to understand Chumash the same way you understood it in sixth grade, in seventh grade, in eighth grade. You're a little more sophisticated now. You know, you're superficial. You're happy with the superficial. If you think about it, you'll feel embarrassed. You'll feel bad. And say, oh my goodness, look what I don't know. And if you act by worrying about the small things and ignoring the basics, it's like the pasuk in Daniel. This is the interpretation of the dream of Belshazzar. To them you praise. Meaning, you want to know what it says in those books. You want to wait. You can't wait for the next chapter of the serial to come out, so you can know what happened to that lady that the author of the story made her fall down. She didn't really fall down. In fact, there's no such person. But people care about it. They want to know what happened next. V'leiloka di nishmosach b'day b'chol orchos olei lo hadarta. You didn't give kavod. Adarta here doesn't mean hadrat nashim. It means kavod, adarabah. It means giving kavod, hadrat. lo hadarta. You didn't hadar lo hadarta. You didn't give glory to. So number four was. So just think about how great Hashem is, how lovely that He gave us the Torah. Number five is, now already we're hitting harder. Number five is to think about how poor we are in terms of understanding Torah, knowing Torah, feel, and we don't care. We have to feel bad about it, and don't just feel bad about it. Obviously, that doesn't do anybody any good, even the Chavis HaMavis, not even. Chavis would be the first to say, don't just feel bad, it's not a tachlis to feel bad. Do something about it. Figure out what to do. Sit down and figure out what to do. And, yeah, so that's number five. Stop there.